This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is J.D. Foster, who's a senior fellow in fiscal policy studies at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on the latest numbers coming out from the Congressional Budget Office, which I guess on some level, J.D., passes as good news compared to where we were. It suggests that the deficit for the current fiscal year will be actually $1.28 trillion. It was expected to be higher than that, and it anticipates that unemployment will not be going down much very soon, but by the end of next year, it could be down around 8.5%. So again, things looking a little better, but certainly nowhere near good. Well, what's the headline for you out of this?
The headline for me is that based on a footnote on the second page of the report, virtually everything in the CBO document should be disregarded. The footnote in the report says the economic forecast that was used to create this report was done before recent information and it was available, and so we would temper our economic forecast substantially if we had that information. In other words, this budget was put together at a time of a reasonably optimistic forecast. Since then, CBO is saying we would downgrade that forecast significantly if we could do it all over again, and so the numbers in the budget really shouldn't be given much weight.
And so, from based on what you know of the real numbers, are we expected to improve at all?
Well, that wasn't much of an improvement, and based on the new economic forecast, that if you were to use the blue chip forecast, for example, which even that is probably a bit optimistic. The receipt pickup that CBO was anticipating is almost certainly not going to happen. And so we're going to end up with a deficit, I suspect, a lot closer to what originally was forecast, which is closer to 1.4 or 1.5 trillion. But really beyond the budget figures, the really important thing is CBO is acknowledging what the Fed acknowledged recently in its announcement about interest rates, that the economy is slowing down. It's in really tough shape, and so that's the real story. It's the economy first and the budget second.
In terms of long-term deficit projections, they say that according to the numbers, at least in this report, and obviously we have to take that with a grain of salt now, that those are expected to be lower than we thought, although about $3.5 trillion over the next decade. But that assumes a couple things, several things, in fact, namely that some of the deals that we saw surrounding the debt ceiling debate and what we're likely to see with this super committee are cuts that will actually materialize. Is that pretty much right?
Yeah, if the Joint Select Committee actually manages to cut spending by another $1.2 trillion over the next 10 years, that would make a big difference in our fiscal picture for the next decade. It doesn't make everything suddenly bright and rosy. We still have a lot of challenges ahead and a lot more cutting that has to be done. But if the economy were to pick up and the Joint Select Committee were to put these $1.2 trillion of cuts into place, that would make a big difference.
In terms of the president's health care plan, we know that right before they passed it in the spring of last year, that they got what they wanted from the Congressional Budget Office. And obviously a lot of critics of the bill said that that was smoke and mirrors with the moving around Medicare money and the doc fix and all sorts of other things. Is the CBO estimate still assuming that that is revenue positive, or is the reality finally setting in with these numbers?
Well, as near as we can tell, the CBO is continuing its previous methodology. So while everybody else seems to acknowledge that the Obamacare health care reform is ultimately going to cost the nation a lot of money, the CBO hasn't quite come around to that view yet.
So in terms of what should Congress be doing or not be doing as it moves forward, some say it's already done too much and should just let the market sort itself out, maybe a little bit of deregulation. But as you look at these numbers, you look at the economic reality, what would be smart policies for Congress to pursue?
Well, the first thing is to not try any more of this failed Keynesian demand side stimulus that the president is so fond of. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked in a spectacular fashion, and we ought to stop wasting taxpayer money just pumping up government spending when it doesn't do anything to help the economy. Just saying that we weren't going to do that would eliminate some uncertainty in the economy, and that in itself would help the economy. Another thing that would be very easy to do, doesn't cost any money, is just say we're going to continue with current tax policy and not raise taxes in the next few years. We don't need to raise taxes. Our problem is spending. But when every time the president comes around and says, well, we're going to raise taxes on people and we need a little shared sacrifice here, now, from the perspective of business people who are thinking about expansion and taking care of new opportunities and hiring, that's just cold water. As you're throwing cold water on their economic aspirations. So if the president would simply stop doing the two things he's most inclined to do, we'd be a lot better off.
In terms of the reason for the stagnation, is it mainly a result of misguided policies? Is it missed opportunities in other areas? What do you think is the reason that the forecast is so bleak?
It's simply a lack of confidence. There are so much uncertainty in the U.S. economy because of policies coming out of Washington. And added to that now, we've got uncertainties about inflation, uncertainties about what's going on in Europe, that if you're a businessman looking to invest, you've got to be awfully convinced that this investment is going to pay off, or you're more likely to just sit on the sidelines. And when an entire nation does that, you end up with a stagnant economy.
That's certainly where many experts, including the Congressional Budget Office, seem to think where we are right now. J.D., as always, great to have you with us. Thanks for your insight.
Great. Thank you.
J.D. Foster is a senior fellow in the economics of fiscal policy at the Heritage Foundation. He also is a veteran of the Bush administration, the Office of Management and Budget. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.